Welcome. Today, we're discussing an amazing Greek lemon chicken recipe. Buckle up, folks. This is going to be delicious.
Okay, I'm starving already. Hit me with the highlights. What makes this Greek lemon chicken so special?
Three words. Flavor, flavor, flavor. This recipe uses some clever techniques to really amp up the taste. We start with an incredibly intense marinade. Grated garlic, shallots, lemon zest and juice, Dijon mustard, smoked paprika, oregano, thyme, olive oil, the works. Oh, and don't forget the salt and pepper.
Wow, that sounds amazing. But a whole chicken? That sounds like a lot of work.
It's way more economical, and you can freeze the carcass for stock later. But if you're pressed for time, pre-cut thighs and legs work too. Just make sure they're skin on for that crispy goodness. And did I mention you marinate this chicken for at least 12 hours and up to 2 days? That's key for maximum flavor penetration. If you forget any business matter about kids' dental in shops, you might not understand any of the details. Will you need to proceed without them? Related topics. And given how Spanish you are,
got it. Marinate low and slow for big flavor. What about the potatoes? They're a classic side with Greek chicken.
Traditionally, they're cooked with the chicken, but that can make them mushy. This recipe roasts them separately for crispy perfection. Yukon Golds are preferred, but russets or reds will do. The secret, a quick sear in a hot skillet before roasting with a little garlic and oregano at the end.
Okay, I see. Crispy potatoes, flavorful chicken. Anything else I should know?
Oh yeah, the sauce. After the chicken is cooked, you use the leftover marinade with some chicken stock and reduce it down to a thick, luscious sauce. A little butter at the end adds richness and shine. It's the perfect finishing touch.
Hold on. Butter in Greek lemon chicken? Isn't that a bit unconventional?
Maybe, but trust me on this one. It takes the sauce to another level. You know, sometimes breaking the rules a little leads to big flavor wins.
All right, you've convinced me. This recipe sounds incredible. Any final tips before we wrap up?
Don't overcrowd the pan when roasting the chicken. Make sure the potatoes are cut into largish wedges for even cooking, and don't be afraid to really season everything generously. Oh, and one more thing. This dish is perfect for gatherings and celebrations. It's a true crowd pleaser.
Sounds like a winner. Thanks for sharing this amazing recipe.
Anytime. And hey, if you're looking for another delicious chicken recipe, be sure to check out my chicken cacciatore video. Until next time, happy cooking, everyone.
Goodbye.